BiblicalChurchMeeting.com. Why multiple speakers? Why does the Bible say that we should have multiple speakers in a church meeting instead of just one person? First, because we need to hear from each other as members of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:14. For the body is not one member, but many. God does not give any one person in an assembly of believers enough to talk about in order to help everyone sufficiently. Instead, he makes it so we have to depend on each other. Each of us is only one member of the body of Christ, and on any given subject, we have only one perspective, and what we say may or may not be helpful to someone else in the meeting. There are no exceptions to that, even for church leaders. One man's viewpoint is not enough to give the whole group what they need. Like it or not, God made us that way. And it doesn't matter how spiritual we are, how much we know of Scripture, how we have served the Lord, or anything else. In a church of believers in Jesus Christ, one man's take on things is not enough. When we pretend that only one man's voice is enough, we are lying to ourselves. We're lying about our own need to hear from the other members of the body of Christ in the room. We are denying our own responsibility to participate in the meeting by sometimes giving a talk for the other people. The format where only one man speaks is in direct contradiction to the teaching that we are members of the body who need each other, and of course the Bible never says to do church that way. It's a terrible way to do church, not only because it directly violates the Lord's commandments to let every man speak, but also because it renders each man in the meeting useless and unneeded. But if we were to obey what the Word of God says, we would discover that we actually do need each other. Every man would get a turn to speak if he wants a turn, so that he could say something that might help someone else in the meeting. 1 Corinthians 14:26. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. Commercial church proponents sometimes talk about believers being members of the body of Christ, and they say that we need each other. But it is only empty talk that means nothing. In what way exactly do we need each other? When a man is only allowed to sit quietly in a pew and listen to the man in charge, what good does he do for anyone else in the meeting? How do they need him? How do they benefit from him? He has some spiritual gift that God gave him. How do the other people in the meeting benefit from him having that gift? If you are a man who believes in Jesus Christ, what do you do during the church meeting that benefits anyone else? Whose life is now better because you sat there as a member of the audience? If you are a genuine, born-again believer in Jesus Christ and have been a Christian for more than a little while, you surely have something to say that would help other believers. If you aren't allowed to do so in your church meeting, that's a shame. Another reason that the Bible says we should have multiple speakers is that truth thrives when there is scrutiny. With multiple speakers, the full truth about any subject tends to prevail much better than it does otherwise. When only one man can speak and he cannot be interrupted or even questioned, a lot more falsehoods are going to slip through and be allowed to stand. Whether deliberate or unintentional, things will be said that are either flat out wrong or so out of balance as to be misleading. And if you're just a lowly parishioner, there's not a thing you can do about it. Each of us is wrong sometimes, including church leaders. Since each of us has been wrong in the past about some things, common sense tells us that we're still wrong about some things right now that we don't yet know we're wrong about. Of course, we always think we're right about everything we believe, but thinking we are right doesn't make us right. You may have heard some things from BiblicalChurchMeeting.com that you are sure are wrong, or that at least need some clarification. And you may well be right. This page probably does say some things that are wrong, or that at least need another believer's perspective. If we were right now actually in a biblical church meeting, instead of you just listening to this recording, you would have an opportunity to also speak, and you could lovingly make the needed corrections. Consider the life of Peter. He was an apostle of Jesus Christ and one of his three closest friends. The Lord spent 3 years teaching him. He spoke on the day of Pentecost when 3,000 people were saved. He wrote 2 books of the New Testament in which he was never wrong, since he was moved by the Holy Ghost while doing so. But he was wrong sometimes. Remember when Paul had to correct him because he wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore and started compelling the Gentiles to live as the Jews? Galatians 2:11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. Peter was an elder in a church, too. He died an honorable death as a martyr for the Lord Jesus. But sometimes he was wrong, just like each one of us. The biblical way of church is that no believing man is ever silenced, nor does he need special permission from anyone to give a talk to the assembly. The Word of God gives each and every believing man both the right and the responsibility to sometimes give a talk in a church meeting.